Wednesday night, 10 a day, so we're Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, good evening, a good Tu B'Shvat, a good Rosh Hashanah, a good Yor. And I would like to firstly ask the Olam HaShaila, what is the brocha on dried fruit? You have dried mango, you get buy in the shop, a tub of dry mango, you know, the small little pieces. What brocha do you make on it? What brocha do you make Shahakani with Varo, or do you make... What's a mango? It comes from a haid. So to make a bread. What brocha do you make on that? Dried banana? You know the dried, you don't remember the dried banana. What brocha do you make? Based on what we said before, it keeps, it remains, it retains the brocha of haid to adoma. Because in order to downgrade it to shahakal, you've got to get rid of the texture which you're doing, but also the structure. You've also the structure is the same, right? You haven't mashed or smashed the structure. The change in taste has happened. It's more crispy or dry in this case, but you haven't changed the structure as well. So if the structure is the same, you obviously make the same brocha. That's going to be that you make this. It retains the brocha. I want to ask you a shaila. It comes to Tu B'Shvat, and a lot of us like to go to the shops and buy fruit, and we also try and get a shehechiyonu fruit. A fruit that we can make a shachiyonu. And I think it's a quite widespread minig by quite a lot of mishpachas to try and get fruit and also make a shachiyonu. And we go in the rain, we go to the shops to try and make sure that we have the fruit. The shaila is it that poshut to make a shachiyonu on a fruit these days? In Shulchan Aruch, right? What are we going to say? A lot of us do. And you should know, all the years until, let's say, 30, 40 years ago, why not? You go to the shop. I haven't seen that. You go to the fruit that is now it's the new season. You buy the fruit that's just on the shelf. So you haven't had peaches for months. There hasn't been peaches, no peaches or no lychees on the shelf for months. And now you've seen it. Amazing, right? Put it on the basket and you make a shechiyonu. It's never been a problem. The problem is that you come to nowadays, 2000, especially 2020, 2021, where in every single item of fruit is available at some point in the UK. You can, if you're really stuck, you go to Harrods in London and you can get anything. So all year round, basically, you can get a star fruit. You can get, you name it, you can get anything you like. The question is, what stuff you can get in Tesco as well. The question is, in Shulchan Aruch, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch about Shachiyonu? Shulchan Aruch says that a fruit that comes mizman lizman, then you make a Shachiyonu. But if it's not mizman lizman, if it's accessible, then you can't make Shachiyonu. The question is, on what basis? It comes mizman lizman, and you also haven't had it within 30 days. Okay, that's a separate point. You're right, it's also din and you, 100%. The question is, so the question is, you specifically, let's have a look at the outside, let's have a look. So you see like this, that what is the basis that you can make a shehechiyonu where you've got this, let's say you go to the shop and you buy a star fruit, and now you're planning to make a shehechiyonu on a star fruit. I don't understand. All year round, every single day this whole year, maybe with COVID, probably also. You can get hold of this star fruit in some shop in the UK. So what would be the basis that you can make shachiyonu on this fruit? Right? The basis, I think, would be, based on the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Chafei, the Mishnah Berurah brings it in Sivkot and Yotches, and he says that when it comes to fruit, a certain type of fruit, that... Certain individuals keep it and store it in a nice storage place throughout the year. We don't care about those certain individuals that keep these fruit during the year as well. As long as it's got a season, and most of the year you can't find the shachiyonu, we don't care about the few people that manage to keep hold of this type of fruit. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So based on that, someone to say, it doesn't matter if there are certain shops, let's say there's 30, 50 shops in the UK that sell star fruits. It doesn't matter because the overwhelming majority of shops do not sell it. That should be similar to what the Mishnah Berurah discusses, where you've got a fruit that is seasonal. And throughout the year, there's only certain individuals that manage to keep hold of it. So it should be similar to that case. And that is why you'll find that there are still people that hold on to the minhag to say Shachiyanu, even though you can get hold of these fruits throughout the whole year. Does that make sense? There's only one flaw which doesn't settle well with me. The Mogen Avraham is Nishkarai for Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham is talking about specific individuals that they decide and make it their business to keep these fruits throughout the year for themselves. But where, if to the public it's accessible, it's available throughout the entire year, it's just that you have to do a bit more work, and you might have to spend a bit more money to get that star fruit, or any other name that is very hard to pronounce, then we have got no raya from the Mogen Avraham to say that we don't reckon with those sort of fruits. I don't understand. You go around the UK, the whole year, you could have got all these fruits. So on what basis do you make a Shachiyanu? And it's bothered me, and I'll discuss this with a lot of Talmidei Chachamim today, yesterday, Dan Krauss included, and I mentioned to him, what's going on over here? So, yeah, he said basically, you know, a lot of people are noeg to make a Shachiyanu. He himself is not noeg. He's finished with the Shachiyanu on fruit. Because again, it's available, at least in the UK. Perhaps in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, apparently they don't get hold of all the fruits, it's not so easy for them. But here in the UK, we have the access of getting every single fruit. I think I'm told every single fruit come out every single day of the year. And therefore, if you want to bring raya for the Mogen Avraham, I could say it's not much of a raya for the Mogen Avraham. Again, the Mogen Avraham is talking about where fruit, which is seasonal, it comes once or twice a year, but there are certain characters, certain people that make sure to store it throughout the year. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not going to disturb the Shachiyanu. But I think in here it's much different. Here it's not a few individuals. It's a service to the public. It means that everyone can get hold of these fruits. It's very different to the Mogen Avraham. It doesn't fit in well. And any Suffolk, as Rav Moshe's got a festa tshuva, Rav Moshe's got a nice tshuva, do you know certain fruits that you can store throughout the year, and you can freeze them and have it available throughout the year? Right? Let's say you have fruits that come a certain time of the year, February, and you're able, due to technology, you've got freezers and everything, so you're able to store it and give it available throughout the year. Would it have an effect? Rav Moshe was asked the Shaila, and Rav Moshe believed he can still make a Shachiyanu, but he says, because I'm a Supuk, you can't make a Shachiyanu. So Sofer Brachos Nagel, and even, don't forget, the whole Brach of Shachiyanu is a Rishus. Meaning, if you have a drink, you have to make a Shachiyanu Nebedvore. If you have a new fruit, and you didn't make a Shachiyanu, you're not Bechuyiv to it, it's a Rishus. So if the whole thing's a Rishus, and you have a suffix whether you can make a Shachiyanu on it Bechlal, because of what we're saying over here before. Therefore, why look for problems? That is the way I see it at this stage. At this stage, I've been doing a lot of phone calls today and trying to get my head around it. What is going on over here? I don't get it. So that is the Chayyim where we stand over here. There's, where you have other Tzirufim, Lamosha, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the second night Rosh Hashanah is the big Shaila of Shachiyanu. What is the Shaila? We know that you make a Shachiyanu the first night in Kiddush, and you make Shachiyanu the second night in Kiddush. Why are you making Shachiyanu the second night in Kiddush? You already did it the night before. So you're going to say, because it's a Sfeika de Yom, it's the second day. But Rosh Hashanah, according to some, is Yom HaRichter, and the Shachiyanu did yesterday, it works for the next day. Shulchan Aruch tells you, make a Shachiyanu, but try and be yoy to the other opinion, and get a fruit. So there, Rav Moshe writes, use this fruit, which I'm a Supik about, because you're anyway making a Shachiyanu, what can you lose? You're anyway going to, even without the fruit, you'll anyway be making a Shachiyanu. So Rav Moshe writes, at least you can use it for Rosh Hashanah. So someone once said, when everyone makes a Shachiyanu on Tu Bishvat, he doesn't make a bracha. And when very few people arrange a new fruit for the second night Rosh Hashanah, that's when he makes sure to have a fruit for the second night Rosh Hashanah. He's very makbuz to get a Shachiyanu for the second night Rosh Hashanah, as Eishen Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the second night Rosh Hashanah, try and get a fruit to be yotzeh the opinion who holds that you're yotzeh with the Shachiyanu the first night. Therefore, the second night, arrange a fruit. Someone told me today, he said he doesn't care about the Shachiyanu, but his wife is very makbid that there should be a Shachiyanu fruit. So what's the way forward? So I said, buy her a dress. It might cost £150, right? Well, I say, I wish it like that. So you see that there's a musig, that it's an interesting nekuda that I'm struggling to find in my head. It makes sense that we'll always be noyek as to make a Shachiyanu, but we need a raya to say that in our country that you can make that the minhag still stands to make a Shachiyanu. Okay, that's going to get to that. Actually, someone just called to say that his daughter is turning bas mitzvah tonight. and his daughter's turning bas mitzvah, and she is taking challah, because there's a shtikel minig, to try and find the mitzvah, so maybe it's a varmazach, to try and find the mitzvah rishonah that she's mechuyavet to make a brocha, to make a mitzvah, the first mitzvah, that this bas mitzvah girl, she's turning bas mitzvah, she already turned tonight, she turns tonight bas mitzvah, and she's taking challah, maybe she's ready taking challah, maybe now, as we speak. So there, she could make a shachiyonu, even a kun to the machmirim. Even a kun to the machmirim, like we mentioned before. Again, we mentioned it before, that the way we understand is that shachiyonu can't really be made on any fruit at all in the UK. That's the opinion of Dan Kras, the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv. Actually, Rabbi Yashiv, the Vezeis HaBrocha brings down for Rabbi Yashiv, that if you can get this fruit anywhere in the country, any day of the year, then you won't be able to make a shachiyonu. However, when it comes to, this person, he said his daughter is about to take challah, right? Then, I told him, you should get a fruit, and you can make a shachiyonu on the fruit. Can anyone work out why? Again, we're staying over here. We're looking at the opinions who say that you shouldn't really make a shachiyonu on anything in the UK, right?
Why shouldn't you?
That we explained before. So you go over here. So, this is coming from. What? Why am I bringing challah? This is a bit of a riddle, right? Why am I bringing challah again? She is bas mitzvah tonight. She's taking challah now as we speak, right? So there could be a greater inyan to take a fruit and make a shachiyonu before she takes challah. What's the reason for that? Because there are people, obviously we have to know these ideas, because it's very geschmack. The shitta of the Ramah, you know the Ramah, of Nei Yisrael Yitzim Biad Ramah, where we've gotten this parasha, of Nei Yisrael Yitzim Biad Ramah, we yitzim the shitta of the Ramah, yeah? So you've got the Ramah in Simen Chav Ches, in Yerudea, but again, in Hilchas Kisei Hadam, that says, if a person has never been mekayem the mitzvah Kisei Hadam, anyone's done Kisei Hadam? Been mekayem Kisei Hadam, right? If you haven't yet done Kisei Hadam, and it's your first time doing it, then you shall make a brocha shehechiyonu v'kiyimonu on that mitzvah kisei adam. There's the Ramah. The shach kaidu is choylek. The Taz agrees with the Ramah. They got a ganza to do, prichodosh. They got a whole to do about this inyan. And you shall know, strictly speaking, in and of itself, that shayla, we should really be making a brocha the first time we do a mitzvah, like tefillin, like the first time we do a mitzvah, challah. But the poskim are hesitant, and the Mishnah Berurah tells you the first time you put on tefillin, try and be yotzer with a period with something else. So it's interesting that if you put the two shaylas together, whether in the UK you can make a brocha on a fruit which is an exotic fruit, yeah, it's a star fruit, and you put the other shaylas together that she's performing the first mitzvah that she's mechuyavet in a lifetime, then the two together can require her to make a shachiyonu. Both those two things together, you can confidently say that it's okay to make a shachiyonu. But otherwise, I do see the point that the machmirim are making, and they're saying that if it's available to get any type of fruit in the UK at any time of the year, that would be a shayla regarding the shachiyon. Okay, so we're done with that. That's been a get. Again, that was the shayla been a get to shachiyon. I think it's a big shayla. It's a great shayla. I think I don't know. I'd like if anyone's got more information been a get to the shayla. I find it fascinating that all the years. Yeah, we mentioned that. Taka, that if a person struggled, as I said, someone asked me. He said he doesn't care about not making shachiyonu, but his wife wants to make a shachiyonu. So I said, buy her dress, and then you're okay. Okay, anyway, so let's move on to another shayla. I've got a shayla over here that's one of the topics that I just want to share with Olam. Picture yourself at the end of a Friday night meal. You get a dessert. What do you get for dessert? You get ice cream, a blob of ice cream, and next to the ice cream, you get a chocolate, a round mint chocolate or square after dinner mint chocolate. Okay, so you got it in front of you, and you're about to make a shahakal niya bedvore on your ice cream. You make a dessert, you make a shahakal niya bedvore. Yeah, you make a shahakal, right? So now my question is, on what do you make shahakal on? Do you make your shahakal on the ice cream, or do you make your shahakal on the chocolate? You got a nice chocolate. What would you say? Oh, this is a very interesting aloha, because naturally some people always like to go to the ice cream first. No nafkemina. The chayra, if you work with the rules of what you make a brocha on, Nachmadu is 100% correct. You make the shahakal on the sholim, the chocolate's a sholim, versus the ice cream which is not sholim. Now, you might say that I like the ice cream better, if unfortunately you don't like chocolate, yeah? If let's say you don't like chocolate as much as you like the, let's say you like the ice cream better, it doesn't matter, because the sholem, the chocolate would override the ice cream, even if you like the ice cream better, because sholem is better than hot.
Question whether you need to make it or not.
At the end of a meal, there seems to be the rave. I buy ice cream, it seems
ice
to be able to do. Yeah, but it's...
Chocolate,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the chocolate, you obviously. Obviously, you an ice cream. Because, like, yeah, that, the word is we say that. I want to tell you something else from Rav Eliashiv. So, before the Rav Eliashiv, I understood. Rav Eliashiv understood the Chiddush about the Shachiyonah these days in England. There's another... a shitta, which is mechudesh. Listen to this. Imagine you have for ice cream, you get kompot, which is hot eight because it's got a bit thin, and you get a chocolate. Okay, so you've got a chocolate with shahakel, and you've got hot eight, which is hot eight because you've got kompot, which is hot eight because it's a bit bitter. Which brocha do you make a brocha first? You've got two brochas to make. Do you make the hot eight on the kompot, or do you make a shahakel on the chocolate? You got ha'eit and you got shahakel. Oh, but when it comes to different brochas, because the kompot is ha'eit and the shahakel is the chocolate shahakel, we know that ha'eit comes first and you should make a brocha on the ha'eit, right? You should make a brocha on the kompot, right? And then only afterwards you should make a brocha on the chocolate. Now, there is an opinion that holds that, hang on a second, we mentioned... it's a bit of a riddle. There is an opinion that holds that when you have a shayla of ha'eitz and shahakel, let's take our case kompot and chocolate, you should make a shahakel on your chocolate first. Wow. Can you ever think of why, based on yesterday's shay? It's a bit of a riddle. There's an opinion that holds, don't make ha'eitz first. Why? Don't make ha'eitz first, because if you make ha'eitz on the kompot, it could be chocolate is ha'eitz, like we discussed yesterday from Gedolei Achoyiskei Rav Shlomo Zalman Baruch and Rav Eliashiv. He says, the Zeis HaBrocha brings from an opinion, that if you have a shayla of shahakel on chocolate, or you have ha'eitz, rather go and make a shahakel first, because if you make ha'eitz, it could be that patterns the chocolate. The ma'aseh is, it's not on Gunam and the Spazak, because obviously in your mind, when you make the ha'eitz first on the kompot, you have automatic subconscious das that you don't want it to patter the chocolate, and therefore you can go ahead obviously and make your eight clearly first in the kompot, and afterwards you can go ahead and make a shahakel on the things. Like we said, taka the shachiyono in Chuslaretz, there are greater opinions that hold that you shouldn't make a shachiyono, and we discussed that you could be matzar shittas, Mr. Shem, next week. Sure.